It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you spray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it's saying. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn, it's the power hour. The learning hour. Tune in to your history, learning your history. Power hour, the learning hour. You don't know your true history, love hour, power hour.
Shalom Israel, Most High in Christ, bless. Happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. Welcome back to the Power Hour on Saturday at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
All praise to the Most High, man. Hey, my wife, she texted me about that song. She's like, man, what song is that?
Oh, I've been hitting.
Yeah. That thing is nice right there. Hey, Florida, that song is nice, for real. Y'all did a big one with that one. For real.
I'm praising.
I'm Officer Zara.
I'm Officer Eleazar.
Soldier Zarishadar.
All right, all praises. If you could do those announcements for me.
Yes, I could go ahead and do that for you. All right, Israel. Hey, Shalom. Good morning. So I want to start off with the Booster Club. Come on, Israel. It's time to go ahead and donate and support the cause. We out here trying to raise money so we can go ahead and spread this word to the four corners. All right, go ahead and get that schedule for me.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 33, and verse 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only.
We do not labor for ourselves only, but go ahead.
But for all that seek learning.
For all that seek learning. So we're out here trying to raise up money so we go ahead and spread this word to the four corners, like Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Ghana, Sierra Leone. We're out here trying to do what we got to do for the Booster Club. Come on, Israel. Oh, come on. I know you're not struggling that much, right? Come on. And also, I want to go ahead and speak about our Power Hour Plus, which is on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. It's an extended version of the Power Hour, so go ahead and log on YouTube, Facebook. We'll be doing our thing.
Right.
And then we have our Sabbath Power Hour, which we are doing today, right?
Yes, sir.
All praises.
English version,
all right? Yeah. Then Sunday nights, we do have our Spanish for our hermanos, hermanas, you know, muy importante información. Speaking Spanish, you know what I mean? We have stammer lips, and we speak with another tongue. So log in, keep watch, and do what you got to do, all right?
Right. Shalom. And we do alternate also with the Spanish and English versions on the Sabbath as well, which is right now, all right? So right now we got the English. And so this past week, I'm going to get right into it. So this past week I was on YouTube or whatever, and this video had popped up. And so this video, it kind of breaks down kind of what it says, the wife gets rid of a baby because of astrology, right? And so where he got it from was pretty much a snippet from a website called Reddit. I don't know if y'all heard about that, where you can just post different things, you know, different blog sites or whatever, just about any type of subject, right? And so just pretty much, look, man, let's just go ahead and play the video. And so this inspired this class. So I just wanted to get into it, man. It's crazy that what we about to watch. Stop at 1:30.
Today's topic, my wife aborted her baby over astrology. This is a story someone sent me. I have no idea what it reads, so I figured I would just take a shot and I will read it in front of you guys. So, wife got an abortion because the child would be a Sagittarius. I'm upset because we're trying for a child. My wife and I have been married for about 3 years, and we were thinking of starting a family. Fertility issues run on both sides of the family, so we're pretty surprised to find out because we weren't exactly trying. It was one of those if it happens, it happens type of situations. The baby would have been due in December. My wife is really into astrology, tarot cards, and that sort of thing. I know Reddit has their hate boner for astrology, but I see it as no different than a love of cars. Oh, no. She knows I'm not into it. No, but till now, it hasn't been a big deal in our relationship. When we first had the maybe we should have a baby talk, she started to get a little more interested in astrology, which didn't strike me as odd. What struck me as odd was her reaction to finding out when we talked about having a baby. She was super duper excited and pushing for us to get pregnant sooner rather than later. But she seemed kind of scared when she saw the results of the first test. That was in late April. Her parents had gotten into an accident in May, needed help getting around, so she moved in with them for a few weeks. During that time, she barely called or texted me. That isn't completely out of the norm, but I felt like she would be commuting more since she was pregnant. At this point, she was showing to me she didn't look super pregnant, but I noticed a difference. She came back 3 days later, and she looked like she had lost weight. She barely talked to me and looked extremely on edge. So finally, I got her to talk to me. She just blurts out, "I aborted the baby!" I was at a loss for words. I was just staring at her as she was trying to play some sick joke on me. And she went on to say that she felt the baby was going to be a Sagittarius. And she doesn't feel that her sign, sun sign, isn't compatible or not a good fit for a mother-child bond.
All right. Wow. That's crazy right there, right?
Wow.
And so pretty much, you know, this could be, this story could have been utter BS, right? But if you think about it, if somebody already thought about this, I'm pretty sure somebody else would have already done the same already in this world, right? Especially even our own people, because we wicked as hell, right?
Yes,
so, man, just for her to want to abort a baby, you know, this could have been either my butt. For her to want to abort a baby just because the baby's about to be born a certain month, she feels like that baby's not going to be, you know, I can't control this baby, or we won't bond with each other, right?
Right.
What kind of sense does that make, right? Man, so that's why the Bible tells us to avoid these false doctrines, these fables, different things like that, right? So go to that first link. So the name of this class is Detriments of Paganism Astrology, right? Detriments of Paganism Astrology. Yes, sir. Detriment. Hit that down arrow for me, because detriment is not a common Negro word. It says harm, damage, injury, hurt, impairment, loss, prejudice, disadvantage, disservice, ill, wrong, or mischief, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about disservice, damage of paganism, right? What's the loss that can come from paganism, right? So go to the next link for me. Pagan. Next tab. Says a person holding religious beliefs other than those of main world religions. Hit the down arrow. So we have the synonyms: heathen, infidel, atheist, right? Atheist.
Right.
We heard this all the time growing up, right, in a Christian church, right? Atheist. Yep. Someone who doesn't believe in the Bible, right? That's what we always hear. Agnostic, skeptic, and pagan, right? So go to this next link. You have some?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, go to the next tab for me. So this is the detriment of paganism. Scroll down for me. Use the second scroll bar right there, the little mini one. Zoom back out.
Zoom out, yeah. Zoom out, and then use the second. There we go. All
right, now scroll down a little bit. Go down. Where you just at, go down. Right. Hit that first, the second one, the title page. So this is, go back up and read the book. It says Pagan Paths. The name of this book is Pagan Paths. Go down. A Guide to Wicca, Druidry, Satru, Shamanism, and Other Pagan Practice. Right? Go down. By Pete Jennings. So understand that this book is made by this dude, and he gives you a guide pretty much to all these different kinds of paganism, right? So go down and see if we can try to find an introduction for me. It's like the third page. Go down. It's right after this one. Introduction. Lord's will. I hit no thanks right there where it says try to There we go. Introduction, right? So go down. What is paganism? It has been said that if you gather three pagans together, you get five opinions. Pagans have no absolute source of authority for their spiritual beliefs other than their own conscience and intuition. So have to find their own truths by constantly changing their own ideas, both privately and in the company of others. So this is what this guy said. He says all pagans, they don't have a if you think about it, they have no common belief.
Right.
They all don't agree on the same thing. So all of them are trying to find their own truth. So you think about it, they're going to the whole world, living their life day to day, right? Mm. Just trying to find the truth. But guess what? It's by whatever they think in their mind, what they believe in.
Right.
Let me see. That can make it very confusing for an inquirer who wants to find out just what paganism is. So if we want to figure out, if somebody just wants to know, like, what's paganism all about? We will never really be able to find out, right? Because everybody has their own different opinion. You think about it right now, that's the Christian church for you.
Exactly what it is.
All the different denominations, things like that, right? They all have their different beliefs. And it says, although no one person can have all the answers, even if there was only one exclusive truth, which there isn't,
You know, that reminds me of that that saying that's popular today, speak your truth.
Right.
That's all about.
Right. So if you supposedly speaking your truth,
mm-hmm.
how would you know if it's even true or not?
Exactly.
This guy says there's no one truth, but there is. According to the Bible, what is it? Psalms 119:142. Let's get that for me. Let's get what the truth is.
All right. This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119:142.
Read it out.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and thy law is the truth.
And thy law is the truth. Keeping God's commandments, that is the truth. That is the only one exclusive truth.
Right.
So that's shutting that down what he just said, right?
That's right.
So go to Job chapter 6, verse 18 real quick. Job chapter 6, verse 18.
This is the book of Job, chapter 6 and verse 18. The paths of their ways are turned aside to nothing and perish.
So you got to think that these people right here, they go to nothing and that their path is leading to perish, destruction, death. Why live your life all the whole time, 20, 50 years, right, and think that you can find your own truth, right?
Right.
We say that every day when we go to camp, right? Go to camp, we're like, hey, brother, come talk to us, right? I'm good, right?
Yeah.
Because they think they have their own truth.
Have their own truth.
But they really do not.
Right. Each their own, whatever.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, man, I'm good. I got a close personal relationship with God.
Right.
It's written on my heart, bro.
Right. And even if you think about it, too, like, those are Christians that's sitting there, right?
Right.
And so I know back in when I was in Christianity, everybody was trying to find who am I, right?
Right.
What's the real truth? Because we always had that in the back of our mind, but we never knew what it really is, right?
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, isn't that the purpose of people really going to the church? To find out
the truth
about
right?
God and mm-hmm. find out what God is saying?
Mm-hmm.
But how is it that when we come and we say, hey, come on, let's hear what God says, everybody say, hey, I'm good.
Right. The reason why they refuse it is because they have to change.
Right.
They have that's to change. Right. And that's the truth. They don't want to change.
Right. And they're not going to find it at the church anyway.
Exactly.
They're not going to find it at the church. So if you think about it, they're trying to find their own truth. And so they lean to different things, right? They can find different ideologies from different religions, things like that. And guess what? If you read the first part, it goes against God, right? If you think about it, it's what?
Right.
They're pretty much a pagan.
Exactly.
If you see what I'm saying, right? So it says, although no one person can have all the answers, even if there was only one exclusive truth, which there isn't, this book sets out to try to assist that process. Inevitably, it will be colored by my own views. But I hope to provide some wider ranges of opinion by quoting from some of the leading figures within the various paths and examining the various paths one by one. Although they all have their individual nuances, they also have much in common. Suggestion for practical exercise are included at the end of each chapter, blah, blah, blah. Scroll down just a little bit for me. The variety of paths. It is important to realize from the outset that paganism is a collection of spiritual paths. So pretty much everyone has their spiritual path, right? So it's just all everything that's brought together, right? Just right. All combined into one thing, right? So if you think about that, that's starting religions, whatever, different things like that, right? So it says in the same way that Christianity can include Catholic, Anglican, Baptist, Methodist, Mormon, paganism can include traditional, hereditary, Gardnerian, Alexandrian,
Sex,
all those different names, right? This, I'm going to skip to it. This book explores each of these distinct forms, their subsets, and developments. All forms share some common principle, but each has its own individual interpretation of those principles. So if you think about it, right, all these different sects of Christianity, right, they all was formed by a certain man, created by us. It's a man-made religion, right?
Yep.
Right.
So there it's pretty much different people, if they following these different sects of religions, they following after one man, his own ideology.
Right.
His own spiritual path. But we're not following after the true path, which is these laws and commandments, right? Go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, and verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered.
Says he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. How can we trust in our own heart? How can we trust our own mind? If you think about it, we're setting to try to find the truth. If we're going to be back in the world, right?
That's
you
right.
Think about it, they're trying to find their own path, right? But you can't trust in your own heart. You can't trust in your own mind. Why? Because it leads to destruction.
You know, as you said that, I was thinking about that scripture that says, broad is the way that leads to, I don't remember the phrasing of it, but, you know, it's basically as broad as the way that leads to destruction.
Right, right.
You know, mm-hmm. That's why, you know, in that, what they say, there's many paths.
Right.
Because ultimately, where they're headed to is destruction.
Right.
And, you know, they cannot turn back from that anyway, because that's their lot.
Right. Because also, like, when we come into the truth, we're grateful and happy that we come to the truth, because we know that this is the truth.
Right.
It's the one thing that we've been all fiending for our whole life, right? There's something that we've been missing back in our past life in the old world, right?
Right. Right.
But now we have found it. But guess what? We already knew how we was feeling back then in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how those people feel. Man, you got to picture yourself just wanting to live 20 or 30 years, right, just trying to find the truth. Like, it don't make any kind of sense, especially you think you're trying to find the truth.
Right.
You think you're trying to
find think you're trying to find the truth.
Right. But you're finding something else, another person's spiritual path.
Exactly.
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. Now understand that our people are a part of this as well. Our people are pretty much practicing these certain things, different paganism, right?
This,
like Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, all these different Easter, all these different hell days, right? Paganism. That's what our people are in, is paganism. Read that for me.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and the astonishment of heart.
Greek.
And thou shalt grope at noonday, blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways.
So we're going to be groping in the new day. And noonday, when it's bright outside, it's going to seem like it's dark. We're trying to find our way. That's but guess what? We won't prosper in our ways. This is a curse that was given to us as a people. You have something?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, because what you just said earlier, Christianity is paganism.
Right.
It's paganism. Mm-hmm. What does paganism mean? Atheist. So all you Christians out there that believe in all this stuff that your pastor's telling you,
right?
Guess what? You're an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, can you give me a Proverbs 29, verse 12? Because like you said earlier, you said this is one man's truth. This is one man's truth. And anybody follow this one man's truth, guess what? Go ahead and read it.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 12.
Read it out!
If a ruler hearkens to lies, even listen to his own heart, which is a lie, go ahead.
All his servants are wicked.
All his servants are wicked. So all you Christians, all you paganism, all you spiritual black people, guess what? you are all wicked.
Right.
You are all wicked because you're not following the true Bible, the commandments of God. You rather follow your heart, what you lusting for. That's what it is. It's not the truth. It's lust. What you're lusting for to feed, to fill that void that you're missing.
Right. So that, if you think about it too, it says if a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. So obviously, if I was in a religion, I would want to look where the religion came from, right?
Exactly.
What's the origin, things, different things like that. I would be looking up certain things, like where Christmas, Easter come from, all that, right? But look, our people, we don't do that as a people, right? We just go to church every Sunday and blah, 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 give our 10%, you know.
I was Jehovah's Witness, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was, they told me I was a Canaanite. That's the reason why we went to slavery.
Damn.
Like, yo,
damn. Come on, man.
Damn, damn, damn.
So you're supposed to be there. I'm like, damn, man. So I had to leave. I had to go.
All praises, man. You found out the truth, man.
All praises.
All praises. Give me Proverbs chapter. Actually, go. Give me 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
This is the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, and verse 7.
Read it out!
But refuse profane and old wives' fables,
mm-hmm.
and exercise thyself rather unto godliness.
It says, but refuse profane and old wives' fables.
Right.
So every little fables that we heard all our lives, right? All these like bunnies can lay eggs, you know, just different things like that. All these little stories that we heard our past time, we supposed to refuse that.
Right.
We supposed to be getting rid of it, right. Purge that out of us, because we already know that's just a lie.
Yes, sir.
Bunnies can't lay eggs. Like, come on now, like. Man, that pulled a number on me, because me growing up, man, I thought bunnies laid eggs.
Yeah.
I thought bunnies laid eggs, man.
They got you, sir.
Yeah, they got me.
He needs some milk.
For real, though. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Right, you got to think about it, man. If I thought that, I'm pretty sure somebody else was thinking the same thing.
Absolutely.
All our kids thinking bunnies can lay eggs.
Well, you have a fat white man coming down the chimney,
right.
Breaking into your house.
Right. Hey, man, we'll shoot whoever that is coming out. For real.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 12.
Read it out!
There is a way that would seem it right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, man. If you think about it, man, our lust is going to seem right to us because we're fulfilling that. We're going to be fulfilling that, right?
Yeah, the needs of the flesh.
That, right, that's something that we want, right?
Right.
So it's going to be feeling like, oh, this is something that what I'm doing, you know, I should be doing it, right?
Yeah.
But guess what leads to you? Death, right?
Exactly.
So y'all have anything?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have anything, Soldier?
No, sir.
Just understand these truths that these people are looking for is money.
Yeah.
Most of these religions and paganism holidays, it's all about money. That's their truth. And our people are the foolish ones to go ahead and feed into that and give the money to them. So just wake up, Israel. All
mm-hmm.
right. Wake up, repent. Understand if you're not repenting, you're an atheist. All right. You don't believe.
Go ahead. Right.
I do have something. Touched on the astrology.
Oh, right. Yeah, most definitely.
A lot of my sisters. Well, mostly in the so-called Black Hispanic Native American community, the sisters are the ones who look for that. Like, this,
right.
My sign said I'm finna get some money. My sign said I'm finna get a man.
Right.
My sign said this. It said that.
I'm a Scorpio. That's the reason why I'm a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people to lose that thought that all this ties into how our community is destroyed.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. That's right. I was going to get into that astrology as well. Did you have some astrology? You was going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to mention, so when we look at that definition of the word paganism right there,
mm-hmm.
One of the similes was heathen.
Right.
Because heathen just means the other nations,
mm-hmm.
meaning outside those nations outside of Israel.
Right.
So the paganism is really their religion, their belief.
Right.
The belief of those nations outside of Israel. Because even
That's
though,
right.
you know, because when you read the actual definition that they have, there's a person holding a religious belief other than those of the main world religion. That's not really correct.
That's true. That's right.
Because, you know, the main world religion right now is really paganism.
That's right.
So it's like they're trying to define the word and trying to define it outside of what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Because paganism is... exactly the word religion as it is right now.
Right, right.
Which
right.
is the religion of the heathen themselves. Mm-hmm. So, because the Bible is the book of the Israelites.
That's right.
And that's our religion, the laws of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, that word, the way they define it is not really correct. Because they're trying to define it away from what it actually is, which is really what is it saying up there.
Right. Can I bring out a scripture real quick?
Go ahead.
Can you give me 2 Kings 16:3,
yes,
which
sir.
You were just bringing out? Because even going back to that video as well, that lady's simple. Mm. She's simple. You really want, you want to murder a child. You murdered a child because it was a Capricorn Sagittarius. I don't know what it is.
Right.
That is ridiculous. Go ahead and read this.
Hey, let me ask them. What's your sign?
My sign? My sign is Gad.
All praises, all praises.
Go ahead, read.
This is the book of 2 Kings, chapter 16 and verse 3.
Read it out.
But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Yea, and made his sons to pass through the fire.
And they made the sons pass through the fire, which is abortion. Go ahead.
According to the abominations.
According to what?
The abominations.
The abomination, go ahead.
Of the heathen.
Of the heathen. That's one of the words right there that describes paganism. Heathen. Go ahead.
Whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel.
So even there, we still, as Israel, when we went to our captivities, we cleaved on to some of the customs of the heathens. And that's even sacrificing our children through the fire as well.
Right, right, right. So pretty much the reason why I had brought this first part out is because of paganism, because astrology is a part of it. If you think about it right here, well, all we had read, right? Paganism is pretty much based off of one man's or other people's, a collection of other people's thoughts and their spiritual paths, right?
Uh-huh.
So go to the first tab dealing with astrology. We're going to look up the definition of astrology. It says the divination of the supposed influence of the stars and planets on human affairs and terrestrial events by their positions and aspects, right? So pretty much that's saying that the way that the stars and planets align is going to affect how we operate, right?
Right, right?
Pretty much based on when we're born, things like that, right? So that's what astrology is. So go to the next tab for me.
You know, I'll just make a quick comment.
Go ahead.
You know, like in my job, a lot of times, you know, I deal with people sometimes who have behavioral problems.
Yeah.
And, you know, people might be acting up, and you know the first thing everybody says, is it the full moon outside? You know, like the moon is going to influence these people's behavior.
Damn, what, you a werewolf?
Exactly.
Made no sense. So go ahead, scroll up for me, read the title of the article. It says, "Is astrology real? Here's what science says," and it says about a third of Americans believe astrology is very or sort of scientific, but does being a Pisces, Virgo, rising really matter in the eyes of science? So it says a third of Americans believe in astrology or somewhat think it's real or think it's a scientific. A third of Americans. And you think about it, Muslim and Christianity is the two main religions on this world, right?
Yeah.
And you think about it, some of them people are probably following these astrologies.
Yeah.
They are, because I remember a woman that was in the church reading their horoscopes, right? You go on social media, right? They got a daily horoscope posting on their on their page, right?
Yeah, but you remember that Muslim is moon worship. So they do believe.
There you go.
It's more than actually, it's actually more than a third.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't, the Mecca rock, wasn't that like an asteroid
right.
sent by Allah, whatever? So man. They represent that. Yeah, they praise to that too. It's crazy.
Scroll down for me, Othniel. Oh, thank you, I'm sorry. I keep calling him Othniel.
Tomato, tomatoes, same thing, man.
Bruh. hold on, go back up. It says, the quick and dirty. Astrology lacks a mechanism by which it could work. How is the position of the stars at your birth supposed to affect your personality and fate? The Earth's motion has pushed our astrological signs off a whole month. Studies have shown astrological readings are unable to predict outcomes any better than pure chance. Scroll down for me. Is astrology real? Reading horoscopes is a popular diversion. Is there any signs to suggest it means anything? Inspiration finds you if you're willing to dedicate yourself to the cause. Scroll down. Okay, right there, right there. As many as 70 million Americans read their horoscopes daily.
Bruh.
Well, that's at least according to the American Federation of Astrologers. So 70 million Americans are reading their horoscopes daily. So this is a big thing right here that's going on in the nation, right? This is a big thing that's going on in America. So if you think about it, man, if you know, the Bible says, cursed be the day when I was born, right?
Right, right.
But dealing with this astrology, a lot of people believe in this and think that the day or the month they were born affects how they're supposed to operate, how they act, right?
Exactly.
And how they bond with other people, right?
Exactly.
So you think about it, why would the Bible say, cursed be the day I was born, right? It doesn't make any sense, because if this played a part, God would have said, this person was born here on this certain month, right? And this person was born on this certain month, right? Y'all two can get together. Y'all will like each other, right?
Right?
It don't make any sense. But guess what? The scriptures say we're supposed to be in one mind.
Exactly.
One mind. So if we all in one mind, it's not going to matter who was born, what day, and blah, right?
Right.
Because we all going to be in the same mind.
Yeah, that common bond between us is going to be the words of God.
Right, right.
And so then your astrology will be out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? I was just reading something right now. I was going to try to send a link to off to you. November.
Othaniel,
my fault.
Come on, man.
I was going to send it to Othaniel. They said that the astrology signs that people are worshiping are wrong, because of this year, the stars did not line up. So if you think you're a Leo, you're not a Leo.
Man.
If you think you're a Pisces, you're not a Pisces. I was just reading it.
Damn.
So these people are just literally, like, insane, just going off the stars, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was trying to send the article to you, but it's just like, you can't even use that excuse no more while you're so messed up in the head. I'm using messed up as a good word,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right. If you think about it too, man, Esau think to change the times and laws, right?
Right.
So ain't no telling how far off that is, even if it was right.
Right, right, right.
It don't make any sense. You got that article that he sent you?
I was going to send it to him. I haven't sent it to him. Which one do I send it to?
Just send it directly to him on Telegram.
All right.
But in the meantime, give me Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 14.
This is the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 20 and verse 14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed.
Let not the day I was born be blessed. There's nothing special about that day. It says, cursed be the day I was born.
There's
nothing special about your born day or your month, right?
Yeah, you could be a wicked Negro.
Right.
You know, like... what's that guy? Nazi guy?
Hitler.
Hitler. You know what I mean?
But not just that. You're born into captivity.
Right.
Each of y'all want to celebrate your birthday or your signs while your people are still being shot down in the streets.
Right.
You never know. Hey, maybe that day when it's your birthday, well, Lord forbid, the day on your birthday you get shot down. You still want to bless the day you were born? Like, come on.
Right.
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 Go ahead. The article you had.
Right, so right here it goes into, it says, did the zodiac signs date change in 2021? Astronomy and astrology are both different each other. Can you read it for me? Second line.
Okay. Astronomy and astrology are both different in each other. And it is official that stars for October 21st are not aligned properly. And they have shifted their places. That means our horoscope will not be the same as we expect.
Your horoscope will not be the same as you thought. Go ahead.
Also, NASA added a new sign.
They just added a new sign.
Wow.
They added a new sign. After all these years, you've been a Leo, a Libra. Now they got, what's the new sign?
To the list of zodiac signs. So did the zodiac signs dates change in 2021? So no, that was a question right there. Read further to know the changes in the zodiac sign.
I'm trying to figure out what this new one. It's called the right there.
It's right there. Okay.
The Ophiuchus, whatever.
Or whatever that is.
It's an octopus, I think.
Ophiuchus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so what are you now? If you're not
Come
a Scorpio,
on,
if you're not a Leo, what are you? You might be this Ophiuchus or whatever it is. I can't even see it.
Jesus Christ!
Esau teaches that the earth is the center of the universe. I mean, the sun is the center of the universe.
Right.
And the earth is revolving around the sun. So
right. They also teach that Pluto is not a planet, even though many right. years I was thought it was a planet. But it just shows how crazy y'all sound. Talking about your zodiac sign, my what is it called? The astrology or what they read?
Their horoscope.
Look, they admitted that your horoscope was wrong. So you thought you were going to have a good day and your day turned out bad?
Hey, bro, you think about it, too. A lot of people probably don't even know anything about this new one.
They don't. So you still thinking you're all these other animals are these false gods. Let's be real. These false gods that you're worshiping every day of your life.
Hey, when you really think about it, too, they just added something else for people to refer to themselves as, like, another proverb and another byword.
Right.
Exactly.
They already have those... what do they say? How do you identify yourself?
Exactly.
Right. What are your
pronouns?
Right.
That new word is for all the transgenders
right.
of generation. You
hey,
know.
Hey. We ain't supposed to be using them words right there.
Oh, sorry.
No titles.
Yeah, no titles. My fault.
Nah, you good.
Let's just say transformers.
Go ahead.
But yeah, as you can see here in this article, there's multiple articles that bring this out. You, basing your whole life, your the reason why you're born off a zodiac sign. They sat there and just put it right there in your face. Hey, we lied to you. This stuff means nothing. It's a device that they're trying to use to keep you from keeping God's laws, to coming back to the Bible, to correct yourself. Because if you're saying, hey, I'm like this because of this, you're not going to correct yourself. You're going to take pride in that. You guys got to wake up and realize this whole time, Esau been lying to you. The stars don't mean anything. That's why we read Jeremiah 10 that says, do not be disturbed by the stars. Don't be looking at the stars.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to wake up, Israel. Y'all insane.
Right.
Y'all sick.
If you think about it, too, man, they just throwing that, saying that, oh, it's just my sign, right? They're putting the blame, putting forth the finger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not really doing that self-examination on themselves, like,
exactly.
Oh, this is just me, right?
That's right.
No accountability, man.
Right.
That's what it does.
Right. And the reason why sometimes when people read those horoscopes, they see something where they might say, like, oh, this person, like, the horoscope might say that you're very nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
For that day, right? But then you look at yourself like, oh yeah, like I am kind of nice, right? I did this and that, blah blah blah. So it kind of I kind of feel like this is true, right? Even though you was already nice, like why would you let something like this tell you what you are,
right? Determine how you want to be and how you're going to act, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, also what the sisters ask you as soon as they meet you in the world,
oh,
what's your sign?
Let me find out how compatible are we.
Right.
Nice.
Right, hey, bro, you think about it, bro. Hey, the sisters be like, why they ain't got no man, right?
Right.
They're like, ain't no good man. And then they already limited themselves to a certain month when a person was born.
Come on, man.
They be like, oh, yeah, oh, you were Sagittarius? Oh, we're good together. And he busting inside your head.
Right.
But it said we're compatible.
Yeah,
come on, man.
For real. Hey, you have some more on this article?
No, that's it.
Okay, go back to the last article that I had. I think it's astrology.
Yeah.
The one right after it. Yes, sir. Let me finish reading that. Where did I stop at? I think it was the first line. Go back up. As many as 70 million Americans read their horoscopes daily. Well, that, at least according to the American Federation of Astrologers. According to a study done 20 years ago by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, 25% of Americans believe that the position of the stars and the planets affect our daily lives. So that's one-fourth of the country believe that, right? It says in 2012, the General Social Survey found that 34% of Americans surveyed considered astrology to be very or sort of scientific and also reported a decrease.
The hell is this?
From two-thirds to around one-half in a fraction of people who consider astrology not all scientific. Astrology is generally defined as the belief that astronomical... Excuse me. Hey, read that for me, man. I can't...
I
got you. These words. I'm from the South, y'all. Forgive me, man.
Astrology is generally defined as the belief that one astronomical phenomenon like the stars overhead when you were born, or the fact that Mercury is in retrograde, have the power to influence the daily events in our lives and our personality traits. This is, of course, very different from the study of astronomy, which is a scientific study of celestial objects, space, and the physics of the universe. Astrology is very different from the study of astronomy, which is the scientific study of celestial objects, space, and the physics of the universe. You want to continue?
Yes.
A specific aspect of astrology, the forecasting of a person's future or the offering of advice on daily activities via horoscope, is particularly growing in popularity.
So this is something that's growing in popularity. Something that's growing in popularity. So I think about, too, when you go on people's certain social medias or see, like, a page basically about them, right? One of the first things they put is their sign.
Yes, that's right.
They're trying to, supposedly trying to describe themselves, right?
You know, the heathen gonna push their religion on you anyway.
Right, definitely. Right. Read for me.
Magazines like The Cut reported an increase of 150% more hits on horoscope pages in 2017 than in 2016. Clearly, lots of people are looking for ways to interpret the stars for advice. Astrology is founded on understanding the positions of the stars, which seems like a scientific enough pursuit in itself. But is there any science to back up whether astrology impacts our personality and our lives? Here's a short answer. No, none whatsoever.
So if you do your own research, you can keep looking and find that there's different articles saying that science doesn't back up any astrology or pretty much horoscopes like that to where it affects certain people, right?
Absolutely.
So let me see if I want to get that. Scroll down for me, Othaniel.
No, crazy. When I went to Tabernacles and I looked at the stars, the first thing that came to mind is what the Most High said to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking about count the stars.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That right there is powerful.
Right.
Israel, that's powerful. That's what the stars remind you of. Like, yo, that's that many of us. We're that many.
Right.
Now I sit there like, yo, I'm a lion. I'm a scorpion.
Right.
Like, no, man. Like, come on.
Right. Scroll down for me.
So just realize that the Most High here, like, you wonder about your zodiac sign and worrying about your what is it called?
Horoscope.
Horoscope. Let me tell you what the Most High say about you. All right. Get that Deuteronomy 76.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6.
This is what you should read every day to make you feel good, to make you feel happy. Read.
That's right. For thou art an holy people.
Israel, the Black, Hispanic, Native American, you are a holy people. Read.
Unto the Lord thy God.
Unto the Lord your God.
The Lord thy God hath chosen thee.
He chose us. Go ahead.
To be a special people.
To be special unto him. See, that should just make you happy. That should make you just feel good. Go ahead.
Unto himself.
Unto himself.
Above all people that are up on the face of the earth.
Come on, y'all. That right there should make you happy. That I don't even know what horoscope means, but, hey, that should be your horoscope. You know what I mean? You should look at that and be like, hey, yo, that makes me feel great, understanding that I'm special unto the Lord thy God. You don't need a horoscope to tell you that.
Right.
You need the scripture. Repent and look. Seek out the Bible and read. Come on.
So that should be your sign, right?
That should be your sign.
What you have on your social media, whatever, that's what you should have right there.
Exactly.
Israelite from the tribe of Judah or whatever it is the tribe you from.
That's right. Right. That's right.
That's your sign.
A lot of our people, when they came into repentance.
What happened?
Oh, thank you. Can't hear you, bro.
He's going to hit us with a one-liner and just drop the mic.
Can't hear me now.
You back?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, all praise.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of our people, if you notice on social media, when they came into repentance, they changed. They went from, I'm a Capricorn, to tribe of Judah.
Israel. Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Like, you know, that, and all praises for that. Like, we got to be that example to our people and take that stuff out of our bio.
Right.
Right.
Right, because if you think about it, that right there, just the title itself describes who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's showing some forth a significance on who you are. You think about it, like we have our fringes or whatever, things like that. People can see that, so when people see that, they know who we are.
Right.
So pretty much on social media, your sign is you being an Israelite, people know what you're about, right? Mm-hmm. They know about you. They know that you should be about keeping God's commandments, right?
That's right.
Go to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Go to that last tab as well, the blessed definition.
The book
of- hold on. Because the last scripture, it said in Jeremiah 20:14, says, cursed be the day where I was born, let not the day where my mother bare me be blessed, all
right? That's right.
So let's look at this definition, right? Blessed. Scroll down for me. Synonyms. It says praise, worship, glorify, honor, exalt, adore, reverence, right? Magnify. So let's not magnify the day that we were born. Right, that's something that we had learned from Pharaoh, because that's what he was doing, celebrating his birthday. Right.
Right.
How you making your own self a god when you celebrating your own birthday?
Exactly.
Right.
You're exalting yourself over God.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read that Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2.
This is the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 2.
And this is what you had quoted earlier.
Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
Hey, get that definition with dismayed. Dismayed, that's not a good, that's not a common word that we use either, right? It says dismayed, thoroughly disheartened as by sudden danger or trouble, surprised or disillusioned or disappointed, alarmed or perturbed.
Perturbed.
So look, alarmed. It says, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed, alarmed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are alarmed or dismayed at them. So the Bible says, learn not the way of the heathen. Then it goes into be not dismayed at the signs of heaven.
You know, they know the chariots are coming.
Right.
And that's the only reason why they're looking at the stars.
Right.
That's the only reason why.
Right. And it says, be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. So it lets you know that what? Hey, we look at, hey, that's something that we learned from them.
Exactly.
That is something that we learned from him, from them, the heathen, which is what? Pagan.
Pagan.
They pagans.
Right. All that comes from the Greece and the Roman captivity, like Mercury, you know, the goddess, you know what I mean? That's all from them that we picked up. Well, all throughout all our captivities, we picked up from them, because even the Babylonians worshipped the stars. That's why this is going into the Babylonian custom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This whole chapter is talking about how Christmas was created, but it is going to the Babylonian custom. So just know that when you sit there and look at the stars, just know that you're agreeing and you're with your slave master. That's all I can say. You worship the same thing they do.
Right. You're not saying that we can't look at the stars or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You just don't be looking at the stars trying to get like a sign, you know, trying to figure out what you're about today, you know, things like that, right? So go back to that video again. The wife gets. Let's finish that out. Let's watch some more of that. The wife gets the abortion. The YouTube. There you go. I don't remember what else was in this video. We're gonna play.
Hey, officer, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Some of them missed the beginning of it when we first played it. So can we rewind it?
Yeah. Start over in the beginning. So the title of this video, Wife Gets Rid of Baby Because of Astrology. Go ahead.
Topic, my wife aborted her baby over astrology. This is a story someone sent me. I have no idea what it reads, so I figured I would just take a shot and I will read it in front of you guys. So wife got an abortion because the child would be a Sagittarius. I'm upset because we're trying for a child. My wife and I have been married for about 3 years and we were thinking of starting a family. Fertility issues run on both sides of the family, so we're pretty surprised to find out because we weren't exactly trying. It was one of those if it happens, it happens type of situation. The baby would have been due in December. My wife is really into astrology, tarot cards, and that sort of thing. I know Reddit has a hate boner for astrology, but I see it as no different than a love of cars. Oh, no. She knows I'm not into it, no, but till now it hasn't been a big deal in our relationship. When we first had the maybe we should have a baby talk, she started to get a little more interested in astrology, which is interesting.
Pause it for a second. You know, I'm just listening, and, you know, the scripture came to mind right here, Job chapter 39 and verse 17.
Job 39:17?
Yeah. Because he said she killed the baby because the baby's going to be a what? A Sagittarius or something like that.
Correct.
Job 39:17.
The book of Job chapter 39.
in verse
17. Because God hath deprived her of wisdom.
So God has deprived, taken away wisdom from that woman. You understand? Because what wisdom is that you're using to say, hey,
right,
this baby going to be Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that whole horoscope sign to define the whole life of that child.
Right.
You destroy the life of the child because you think that it's going to become a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Because God had deprived her of wisdom, neither had he imparted to her understanding.
So she ain't got no understanding about absolutely nothing. You don't understand the process of life or where the life even is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you committed murder and thinking that you're doing something noble or something that's good.
I'm sorry. It sounds like a sister did this. I'm going to be real.
I
love my people, but... Right.
Hey, I don't even know if it was who it was or not. I don't even know if it's real or not, but if it was, hey, it is what it is, man. And you think about it too, bro. Think about like all the women that might hold back from sex from that man around a certain time, because they don't want to baby.
Started in the line properly.
Go ahead, play.
What struck me as odd was her reaction to finding out when we talked about having a baby. She was super duper excited and pushing for us to get pregnant sooner rather than later. But she seemed kind of scared when she saw the results of the first test. That was in late April. Her parents had gotten into an accident in May, needed help getting around, so she moved in with them for a few weeks. During that time, she barely called or texted me. That isn't completely out of the norm, but I felt like she would be commuting more since she was pregnant. At this point, she was showing to me she didn't look super pregnant, but I noticed a difference. She came back 3 days later, and she looked like she had lost weight. She barely talked to me and looked extremely on edge. So finally, I got her to talk to me. She just blurts out, "I aborted the baby!" I was at a loss for words. I was just staring at her as she was trying to play some sick joke on me. And she went on to say that she felt the baby was going to be a Sagittarius. And she doesn't feel that her sign, sun sign, isn't compatible or not a good fit for a mother-child bond.
They thinking the same thing.
So I screamed at her. I said nasty things. She said nasty things back. She told me it was because it was her body and her choice. And she's right. But I don't get to feel bad.
Well,
I'm sleeping on the couch right now. I'm trying to figure out my life. What do you think?
That's a sister. Thank you. I told you. I thought y'all thought the same thing. I thought, I'm like, damn it.
It's my body, my choice. And he said, that's right.
Hey, watch this. The heathen, you know, they want to have babies. They're trying to have babies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They do everything to have a child. You know what I'm saying? So now you got pregnant. They're not going to throw away that child like that. No. That's a sister.
Yo, I wanted to be wrong, but when she said my body, my choice, I was like, damn. Damn, but yo, that's how our sisters are. I'm sorry to say it, but that's how they are. Obviously, the Bible describes it. That's how they are.
Right?
That's how they are. Like, come on, y'all. And it's just, I feel sad for the brother. I don't know if it's a brother or either might, but either way, like for a sister to sit there and say, hey, I'm going to destroy a child because of the God that I worship.
Hey, but if you read it to the article too, man, what the dude said, he was saying that she'd be gone for like 2 hours away from her parents' house, right? And he said that she doesn't really message or call him as much when she's gone. So let's know too. Maybe she was on some slick stuff.
Dang, I was thinking the same thing.
You know,
yeah,
got knocked up, right?
Yeah, was it because of the baby was a Sagittarius? It was because
ain't no telling
she was messing with a Sagittarius.
Ain't no telling. So look, man. Lord's will, y'all got something from this. Just know that astrology is a part of paganism. This is something that our people, you know, our people are stuck into this. As you read in the article, that 70 million Americans are following and looking at their horoscope.
Come
right?
on, man.
And Lord's will, we have no Israelite woman doing that, you know, repentant Israelites doing that right now. Hey, but, hey, ain't no telling.
Oh, man.
Hey, but, hey. Y'all doing that, repent from that for real, because, hey, the stars ain't telling you nothing. Like Officer Eliezer brought out with that article, right?
Got
a new horoscope, the new horoscope sign.
Oh, yeah, and everything.
Right, and then that everything is off already. So hey, it's no truth to that anyway. It's not even scientifically proven, right? Y'all had anything else?
No.
Yeah, let me get one more scripture just to finish off with this.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and give me Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse. Let me see. Honest with many books. Yeah, start off with verse 12.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, and verse 12. And further by these, my son.
And daughters. Go ahead.
Of making many books, there is no end.
There's no end to many books or even horoscopes. Go ahead.
And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
If you keep reading this stuff, I promise you it's going to make you fall out. It's right. going to make you go crazy. Read.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
This is the conclusion of the whole matter.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
That's all you have to do is fear God and keep his commandments. If you want to feel happy, we brought out Jeremiah 7 and 6. If you want to feel good about yourself, the kingdom's for you. Read the Bible and repent.
Right. Finish it out.
That's right. For this is the whole duty of man.
That's the whole duty of the man and woman of Israel. Come on, y'all.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Good.
Yeah. So even if God's going to be forth, bring it forth to us when it's time for us to understand what we need to understand, all right? So, even if it's good or evil.
Hey, all praises to you. If you look at that verse, it says, for this is the whole duty of man.
The whole
right?
duty. Right.
So we have our truth. Right, but all these other people, it's paganism, right, Christianity, different things like that.
Right,
they don't have the truth, but we do. All praise to the Most High. We have that. All right, so hey, all praise for all y'all that's tuning in to the Power Hour. Lord's will, y'all be back at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time next week on the Sabbath. We will have, I think, Lord's will probably the Spanish version. Also, tune in Wednesday as well at 7 p.m. with Captain Yahshua. Captain Yahshua, bring that fire out.
That's
all
right.
To the Most High. If y'all not part of the Booster Club, do that as well.
Right.
Do that as well. You know, it's only a little bit to where you help out the brothers to go to a trip, take a trip, but you're doing a marvelous work. We got brothers out there in Puerto Rico right now.
Right.
So all praise to the Most High. We're waking up our people. All right. So Israel, shalom. Most High and Christ blessed. Happy Sabbath.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Israel is back. We got the nations running here because Israel is back. All lies on us because we keeping them low. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall. We got them on lock. God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen, get ready for our whip to crack.
Dang.